content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And we begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, the Goodreads column. The page-turners everyone will be talking about. Hopefully these are all available to you as audiobooks. First, under dramas, there's a seaside saga called The High Season by Judy Blundell, B-L-U-N-D-E-L-L. The only way Ruthie can afford her home by the sea is to rent it out in the summer. This year's stranger is a wealthy widow who shakes up Ruthie's world by cozying up to her ex. Worse, the tenant's hot son seems to have eyes for Ruthie's teen daughter. A light but thoughtful beach read, available in hard copy for $27. It came out in May. Literary lovers might like this one. Another Side of Paradise is the title, by Sally Coslow, K-O-S-L-O-W. The year is 1937, and the players are a boozy F. Scott Fitzgerald and his Hollywood mistress, the gossip columnist Sheila Graham. This fictional telling of their real-life romance is rich in historical detail, celebrity dish, and old-fashioned human drama. That came out in May as well. Then there's A Funny Lady. Well, That Escalated Quickly is the name of the book. Well, That Escalated Quickly by Francesca Ramsey, R-A-M-S-E-Y. Comedian and actress Ramsey shot to fame when her 2011 YouTube video, Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls, went viral instantly, and she added the roles of activist and social commentator to her resume. In this smart collection of essays, she tackles her accidental celebrity, dealing with Twitter trolls and how anyone can spark meaningful conversations about tough topics like race, all with humor and wit. That came out in May as well. French Lessons, Your Second Life Begins When You Realize You Only Have One. That's the title. By Raphael Giordano, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O. It's a dark and stormy night, and Parisian Camille wrecks her car in the middle of nowhere. She makes her way to a mansion in the woods and promptly comes unglued to the grand house's owner over the awful state of her life and marriage. He turns out to be a routineologist who will show her how to break out of her drudgy existence and find true joy. It's obvious why this charming book, funny, sweet, and not without a few important happy life tips, hit number one abroad. This is coming out in July. Thrills. If you like thrills, this is a murder mystery. The Death of Mrs. Westaway by Ruth Ware, W-A-R-E. Fortune teller Harriet is hiding from a loan shark when she gets a letter saying she's an heiress. A visit to her new family in their creepy manor reveals more secrets than answers in this twisty gothic mystery from the author of The Woman in Cabin 10. Can Howell's people reading skills keep her safe? This one came out in May. A suburban secrets type of book called Our House by Louise Candlish, C-A-N-D-L-I-S-H. When parents Fiona and Bram split, they make the seemingly rational decision to keep their children in their beautiful home, with the adults switching off custodial time. It's all good until the day Fiona arrives home to find a strange couple moving in and no sign of her family. The last line will make you literally shout with shock. And this comes out in August. Oh, there's another side to this page. I've got some more. Some riveting reads, it says. This one's about family ties. It's called By Invitation Only by Dorothea Benton Frank. At age 49, author Frank channeled her grief over her mother's death by writing her first novel, Sullivan's Island. A million seller, it launched her as a premier teller of rich Southern stories. Her new 19th novel centers on two families joined in marriage, one rich and one not. Is it Happily Ever After? This came out in May. Society Scandal. This is called A Double Life by Flynn Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. A British lord murders his family's nanny, tries to kill his wife, and disappears, likely aided by his posh friends. Years later, his daughter searches for him with shocking results. Visual writing and a peek at the crazy hiding behind the great houses of England make this novel engrossing. based on a true life crime, comes out in July. Fast Times is the heading on this one. The book, We Begin Our Ascent, by Joe Mungo Reed, R-E-E-D. It's day 13 of the Tour de France, and cyclist Sol and his teammates know their job, make sure their leader wins, an effort they fuel by doping. Told partially in flashbacks and from Sol's point of view, this novel is a beautifully written story of the consequences of the choices we make. And Perfect Lies is the heading. The book, You Were Made for This, by Michelle Sachs, S-A-C-K-S. An American couple decamp to rural Sweden, fleeing past sins and hoping for a fresh start with their new baby. Everything seems ideal until an old friend shows up and the truth of all their lives is revealed. An engrossing tale that probes the dark corners of motherhood, friendship, and marriage. And that comes out this month. From Family Circle, Bones of Contention. Women are least likely, at least twice as likely, to damage a knee ligament as men are. And we're more prone to injuries in general. Learning why can help you stay injury-free. First, muscle matters. We're naturally more flexible than men, which can cause strained ligaments, tendons, and muscles around joints. Women also have less powerful muscles and slower reflex time by milliseconds, so it takes longer for the muscles stabilizing a joint to react, says Tony M. McLaurin, MD, orthopedic trauma surgeon at NYU Langone Health. This puts more force on the joint instead of allowing muscles to absorb it. But strong muscles will help support your flexibility. Poor form. The bones from our hips to our knees angle inward, which stresses knee ligaments. When jumping or turning, women tend to land without enough bend in their knees and hips and with their knees closed together, says McLaurin. This puts more stress on the knees and doesn't allow nearby muscles to absorb as much of it. Having a trainer teach you proper plyometric exercises like jump squats and hamstring strengthening moves may stave off injuries. And last, mineral deficiency. Women are more likely than men to not take in enough calcium, a mineral required for strong bones. It's extra important once you hit menopause, when bones break down faster than they're formed. Many people with concerns about dairy don't realize that calcium can be found in other foods, such as green leafy vegetables, says McLaurin. If you're short on food sources, consider a supplement. From Good Housekeeping, are you depressed? Someone is considered clinically depressed if she has a low mood that is out of proportion to life events or no longer takes pleasure or interest in activities for at least 2 weeks, along with four or more of the following. Changes in appetite. You gain or lose a noticeable amount of weight without trying. Sleep issues. You get too little or too much snooze time each day. Restlessness or slowness. You find yourself pacing or fidgety, or your movement and thinking are slowed. Self-critical thoughts. You feel worthless or guilty for no reason. Fatigue. You're often low in energy or tired. Cognitive issues. Thinking or concentrating has become harder. And morbid thoughts. You regularly think about death or suicide. When it's not just depression, many women with major depression also may have other issues, such as anxiety, substance abuse problems, eating disorders, or ADHD, says James Murrow, MD, PhD, director of the Mood and Anxiety Disorders Program at Mount Sinai's Icahn School of Medicine in New York City. Typically, each condition is treated separately, but sometimes treating one can help fix the other, he says. For loads of helpful resources, visit the Anxiety and Depression Association of America at adaa.org. Five natural mood boosters? While drugs and therapy can be lifelines, lifestyle changes like these from Alex Korb, PhD, author of The Upward Spiral, can significantly help in the treatment of mild or moderate depression. First, move it. Being active boosts brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a natural chemical, Korb says, makes your brain more resilient. Get more sleep. Insomnia and depression reinforce each other. The latter makes it hard to sleep, and the former deepens dark moods. Eat fresh food. One study found that people on a Mediterranean-like whole food diet had dramatic improvement in depressive symptoms. Set tiny goals. A depressed brain resists making decisions, but any choice boosts the brain's dopamine reward system, so start small, say, by choosing a new book to read. Use your body. Biofeedback can teach you physical techniques such as ways of breathing to lift your mood and ease stress. Find a practitioner at bcia.org. Next, from Redbook. Fruit, this is the Fruit Awards. There are no losers here, since all fruits are packed with nutrients and worth adding to your diet. But when it comes to delivering the benefits you really care about, like great skin and a satisfied belly, these all-stars stand out from the bunch. First, the Best Peel Award winner is apples. What's on the outside counts too. Eating apples regularly may help reduce your risk of heart disease thanks to polyphenols, a type of antioxidant found mostly in the skin of the fruit. Other stars for Best Peel, plums and pears. Best immune booster would be papayas. Oranges are perennial favorites for good reason, think Meryl Streep in fruit form, but it's time to give papayas the spotlight. Each boasts slightly more vitamin C than an orange and is loaded with beta-carotene, an antioxidant that helps protect tissues from cellular damage. Plus, eating antioxidant-rich food can help you feel less sluggish and decrease your risk of chronic diseases. Who wouldn't vote for that? Other immune booster stars, oranges and kiwi fruits. Most filling, the winner is raspberries. Consider it a classic underdog story. Despite lacking weight and size compared with rival fruits, berries are loaded with an important nutrient, fiber. A cup of raspberries has up to 9 grams of fiber, about as much as 4 slices of wheat bread, and only 80 calories. Fiber helps slow down the rate you digest and absorb nutrients, giving you a more stable, longer-lasting energy boost. So when 4 p.m. rears its ugly head, have these champs in your corner or fridge, lunch bag, you get it. Other most filling stars are strawberries and blackberries. Best in glow. The winner, cherries. These fruits scored high marks in the beauty category, that is, their ability to make you look and feel more beautiful. Cherries have red and purple pigments called anthocyanins, a type of antioxidant linked to protecting cells from damage and enhancing circulation. Proper blood flow helps fortify cells against pollutants that can decrease elasticity over time. Cherries also contain other flavonoids, such as quercetin, which may have protective benefits against UV radiation. Other stars in Best in Glow category, grapes and blueberries. Top hydrator is watermelon. Some categories require hours, okay minutes of deliberation, while others, like this one, are no-brainers. Watermelon is about 92% water, and 2 cups of the cubed fruit can pack up to a full cup of water. As you've probably discovered, drinking 8 cups of water a day is a lot harder than it sounds. Consider eating watermelon the most delicious and least tedious way to be sure you hit your hydration goals. Other hydrator stars are cantaloupe and apples. And the most versatile fruit, bananas. This is the fruit that makes it easiest to eat more fruit. Use bananas as a topping. Mix them into baked goods or blend them into smoothies as an alternative to dairy. If you want to get really fancy, you can grill them and turn them into dessert. And remember, there's no need to wash or cut this portable fruit before eating it. As many folks would agree, anything that saves you precious time deserves a prize. Other most versatile fruits are avocados and tomatoes. From Good Housekeeping, top summer travel essentials. First, portable phone charger. Never lose connectivity if your battery runs low on the road. Keep a portable charger nearby so you don't miss a thing. Next would be that smartphone. Stay connected with your smartphone wherever the roads lead you. And for dependable nationwide coverage, TrackPhone provides reliable service you can trust. TrackPhone makes it easy to keep in touch, share photos and videos, and even map out your route. Backpack. A lightweight, durable backpack with plenty of compartments is perfect for keeping your things easily accessible in and out of the car. A cooler. Prep a cooler ahead of time with drinks and snacks for staying fueled throughout your trip. Even better, if it has wheels for easy portability on any pit stops along the way. And last, a first aid kit. Bring a prepackaged kit or make your own to have your most used at medications, insect repellents, sunblock, bandages, and first aid tape at hand at a moment's notice, no matter where you are. From Good Housekeeping, ask the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab some questions for them and answers. My closets smell musty. Help. Answer, this happens when warm, humid air gets trapped in a small enclosed space. I have this problem in my front hall closet. Try cracking the door open so cooler air can circulate and remove extra clothes for better airflow. To zap mild odors, place an open box or bowl of baking soda on a shelf and replace monthly. For strong smells, you'll need a closet dehumidifier. I like the Willard Air Boss Dry Zone. It's a sleeve of calcium chloride beads that turn to gel as they absorb moisture. Place it on a shelf or hang from a rod. When the beads disappear and it's all gel, slip in a refill. That is available for $5 from shopwillard.com. Question, do cleaning products expire? Answer, they can, although they aren't dated like packaged foods. Instead, look for signs that a cleaner's no longer fresh. It might not work as well. A powder can get lumpy, or liquids may separate or turn cloudy. Pay particular attention to bleach and enzyme detergents, which are more prone to breaking down. To preserve freshness, store cleaners in cool, dry places, close packages, and avoid stocking up. Use up dish detergents within 3 months, laundry products within 6 months, and bleach within a year. Most other items can last up to 2 years. And from Real Simple, they have road-tested macaroni and cheese. We tried every box out there to find the ones that rival homemade, and here are some of their recommendations and why. First, the best shells, 365 everyday value organic deluxe shells and creamy cheddar cheese. Thanks to a squeezable pouch of cheese sauce that gets stirred into the warm noodles, every single shell is coated in a decadently thick and creamy sauce, no clumps in sight. To buy, $4 for a 12-ounce package at Whole Foods. Best Classic is Back to Nature Organic USDA Macaroni and Cheese. This no-frills pick surprised us with its silky smooth sauce and extra-long elbows. The short organic ingredient list also gets a thumbs up. To buy, $2.50 for a 6-ounce package at grocery stores. Best White Cheddar. Kraft White Cheddar Mac and Cheese, the mild white cheddar flavor, and the nostalgic elbow shape make this a winner for family dinners and dorm meals alike. Opt for whole milk and the suggested half stick of butter for an irresistibly gooey sauce. To buy, $1.25 for a 7.3-ounce package at grocery stores. Best gluten-free would be Live G-Free Gluten-Free Deluxe Macaroni and Cheese. White and brown rice noodles are smothered in a rich cheddar sauce for the gluten-free option. We spooned up seconds. To buy, $2 for a 12-ounce package at Aldi. The best vegan option, Annie's Organic Vegan Mac and Cheese, cheddar flavor. Many vegan varieties have a distinct aftertaste. This one boasts the same comforting flavor as classic, sans dairy. To buy, $2.80 for 6 ounces at grocery stores. And the last one, the best frozen option, Trader Joe's Hatch Chili and Mac and Cheese. Roasted Hatch chilies and aged cheddar make for a smoky, grown-up take. Unlike many frozen varieties, the noodles stayed al dente when heated. To buy, $3 for a 12-ounce package at Trader Joe's. And now we move to the food section. From Good Housekeeping, morning. Freeze your fruits in a resealable bag or freezer-safe jar the night before, and then kickstart your day with a delicious power smoothie. So, here we go. We've got a couple of different options. Ginger mango orange cream. This serves 1 to 2 people. Freeze 1 cup of mango chunks, 1 small orange peeled and seeds removed, 1 medium carrot grated, about a half cup, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, and then add 1 cup orange carrot juice and a half cup vanilla yogurt. So I'm going to give you the all three recipes, and then really all you do with each one is just whip them up in the blender. The second one, green pina colada, serves 1 to 2. You freeze 1 cup pineapple chunks, 1 banana sliced, and 2 cups baby spinach. When you're ready to make it, you add 1 cup of light coconut milk and whip it up. And the last one, berry chia and mint. This serves 1 to 2. Freeze 1 cup sliced strawberries, 1/2 cup of raspberries, 1/2 cup grated beet from a medium beet, 1/3 cup of mint leaves, and 1 tablespoon of chia seeds. Add 1 cup of almond milk. When you're ready to make your smoothie, add your wet ingredients first, then puree till smooth. Wet ingredients, then your frozen ingredients, then hit the button. All right, some no-cook dinners. I'm all over those. We've got roast beef lettuce wraps. Active and total time, 15 minutes. Here's what you need. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon of honey, kosher salt and pepper, 1 large shallot finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of finely grated ginger, 1 head Boston or bib lettuce, leaves separated, 3/4 pound thinly sliced roast beef torn into 2-inch pieces, 2 plums thinly sliced, 1 small seedless cucumber halved lengthwise and thinly sliced, 1 large carrot cut into matchsticks, and 1/2 cup fresh mint leaves. In a small bowl, whisk together vinegar, honey, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Stir in shallot and ginger. Fill lettuce leaves with roast beef, plums, cucumber, carrot, and mint. Serve with vinaigrette for drizzling. Then there's a Tex-Mex chicken salad. Active and total time, 15 minutes. You need 2 1/2 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 1 15 1/2 ounce canned pinto beans rinsed, 1 head of romaine lettuce cut into bite-sized pieces, 1 cup fresh corn kernels from 1 ear of corn, 1 cup fresh cilantro, 1 avocado diced, 1/2 red onion thinly sliced, 1/4 cup fresh lime juice, 1 tablespoon low-fat sour cream, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 teaspoon of honey, kosher salt and pepper, and tortilla chips for serving. In a large bowl, toss together chicken, beans, lettuce, corn, cilantro, avocado, and onion. In a small bowl, whisk together lime juice, sour cream, oil, honey, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Drizzle the dressing over salad and gently toss to combine. Serve with tortilla chips if desired. Tuna stuffed tomatoes. Active in total time, 15 minutes. You need 4 large tomatoes. 2 5-ounce cans solid white tuna drained, 2 ribs of celery halved lengthwise and thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons capers roughly chopped, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves. With a sharp knife, slice a very thin piece off the bottom and 1/4 inch off the top of each tomato. Using a spoon, scoop out the seeds and pulp. Roughly chop pulp and tomato bottoms. Place in a large bowl. Add tuna, celery, capers, oil, vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and toss to combine. Fold in the parsley. Spoon the tuna mixture into the tomatoes and serve with tops. This serves 4. Creamy shrimp rolls. Active and total time, 15 minutes. You need 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon whole grain mustard, 1/4 cup cornichons chopped, plus 1 tablespoon brine from them, black pepper, 1 pound cooked, peeled, and deveined large shrimp, coarsely chopped, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh tarragon, 4 hot dog buns, 4 pieces romaine or green leaf lettuce, and potato chips for serving. In a large bowl, whisk together mayonnaise, mustard, brine, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Toss with shrimp, cornichons, and tarragon. Line the buns with lettuce and top with shrimp mixture. Serve with potato chips on the side if desired. This serves 4. From Good Housekeeping, inside the Good Housekeeping Test Kitchen, GS's resident food whiz shares her best tips and favorite shortcuts. Question, how do I peel and devein shrimp? Answer, grab your kitchen shears. Cut the shell along the outer curve. Keep enough to expose the dark vein. Peel back the shell and gently pull off the shrimp. Then remove the vein using the tip of a small knife. Rinse the shrimp under cold running water and pat dry with paper towels. And they, we probably have a recipe here that uses it. I'm not sure. I need to up my pasta salad game. Any ideas? And then they give you three crowd pleasers to give a try. It says cook 1 pound of pasta and then mix in, and I've got three separate options here. First, there's a BLT salad where you mix in one red onion sliced and sautéed, 8 slices cooked bacon, 1 pint cherry tomatoes halved, and 2 cups baby arugula. The next one, into your pasta, mix in tabula salad, 1 pound of tomatoes diced, and zest and juice of 1 lemon, 1/2 a seedless cucumber diced, 2 cups parsley chopped, 1 cup mint chopped, and 5 tablespoons olive oil. And for the last, smoky tapas salad, into your 1 pound of pasta, you add in a 15-ounce can of cannellini beans, 12-ounce roasted red peppers chopped, 6 ounce Spanish chorizo sliced, and 1/4 cup olive oil, and 2 tablespoons sherry vinegar. So I lied, none of these use shrimp. That was a separate question. Is it a cocktail or is it dessert? Italian shaved iced granita. Active time for this is 10 minutes. Total time is 10 minutes plus freezing time. You need 2 cups lemonade, 1/2 cup of limoncello, that's a liqueur, I believe, or wine, something like that, 6 ounce fresh or frozen raspberries, the zest of 1 lemon, raspberries and lemon zest for serving. In a blender, puree the lemonade, limoncello, raspberries, and lemon zest until smooth. Pour into a metal loaf or square pan, cover, and freeze until set, about 4 hours. To serve, use a fork to scrape surface of ice to create large flakes. Divide among bowls, top with raspberries and lemon zest if desired. This makes 8 servings. And from Family Circle, shredded chicken salad. This makes 6 cups. Prep time's 15 minutes. Drain 1 jar of 12 ounces marinated artichoke, quartered artichokes, reserving 1/4 cup of the liquid. Halve artichokes lengthwise and combine in a large bowl with reserved liquid, 3 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 3/4 cup roughly chopped jumbo pimento stuffed green olives, 4 chopped ribs of celery, 1/3 cup roughly chopped parsley, zest of 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Serve chilled or at room temperature. New uses for old things. This is from Real Simple. Coffee filters. You can use them as a china cushion. Layer a filter between mugs, bowls, and plates to prevent chips and nicks. And also as a snack bowl, because of its bowl-like shape, it's a great serving vessel for popcorn or other kiddie snacks. No need to have a dish to wash. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have questions or comments, give us a call, 919-832-5138.